AM brought you the story last week about the residents in the New South Wales Hunter Valley battling air pollution partly caused by surrounding coal mines. Well, on the opposite side of the continent, in Port Hedland in Western Australia's northwest, dust pollution from the busy iron ore port is considered so serious the state government's proposed a scheme to buy back properties from affected residents. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Chris Blackmore purchased a property in the west end of Port Hedland in 2010. 9 years later, he's sitting in this meeting room in the centre of Perth because he just wants to be rid of it.
At this stage, I prefer to cut my losses and get out of it. It's turned out to be a financial disaster.
The disaster he's referring to is the dust pollution that comes from when the iron ore is loaded onto ships at the port. A problem so serious that the West Australian government is offering to buy some 600 homes of residents like Chris Blackmore who've had enough.
You can regularly check your car, your veranda, and it's covered in dust. And there are people who are having respiratory problems.
The Environmental Protection Authority first raised concerns about the impact of the dust a decade ago. Then in 2016, a Health Department report found sufficient evidence the dust could be harmful to residents. And now, 3 years later, the state government has proposed a buyback scheme. Independent consultant Ross Love has been appointed to consult with homeowners.
Part of the work is to understand at what level the offer needs to be both fair and reasonable, and then people will take it up.
The state government says industry will fund the buyback. But the Port Hedland Industries Council, which represents port users, says nothing's been decided yet. Kirsty Danby is the CEO.
We haven't got a certainty or a framework or the costings or the model or governance at this stage. So we are interested as industry to find out what the state government is thinking.
Do you think industry would be happy to pay?
I think industry is keen to see a level of certainty, and whether a level of certainty means that this is an opportunity to get the planning right, then they might be interested.
Around 430 million tonnes of iron ore worth more than $28 billion is exported through Port Hedland each year. While exporters have a range of measures to control dust levels, real estate agent Jim Hennebury says they're inadequate and the dust is destroying the value of local properties.
They just turn around and say, we think this might be dangerous to your health, so we'll change the planning rules to move you out. Why don't they just stop the dust?
But with no sign that's possible, he says all that's left is for some locals living near the port to leave.
You know, we've got no choice. We've been backed into this corner. People don't seem to be concerned with us because we're such a small group of people.
In a statement, Regional Development Minister Alana McTiernan said mining companies were continuing to improve dust control and are working on several significant measures.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.